Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. Children love to tell me the stories, the adventures, the problems and the joys of their life, and I delight in listening to it. Yesterday evening, I had the pleasure and the honor of being with two young men. There was Frederick and there was Peter. And Frederick and Peter live in a very lovely New York apartment. And their parents are quite well-to-do. They're very busy scientists working in various fields. And Frederick and Peter have been trained by their educators very well. They have been treated as though they were geniuses, and perhaps in truth they are geniuses if we would look at it right. If we look at it at the level on which they're projecting the information that they have inside themselves. Well, I came to Frederick and Peter's house, and I was sitting there on their bedside table, and Frederick was saying to Peter, "Peter, what makes you think you know it all?" And Peter says, "Because I'm smart. Because I'm a year older than you are." "But Peter, you're only 7 and I'm 6. What makes you think you're so smart?" "Well, I am smart. That's just it." "Well, Peter, I'm smart too," Frederick said. "I am smart because I listen inside myself and I have the right answer." "Oh, Frederick, you're always going on fairy tales. You're always living on fairy tales." Peter was sort of pompous about it, telling Frederick that he's a dreamer and he's not a realist. And Peter always was picking on Frederick because Frederick was sort of a happy guy and he was always in areas that Peter couldn't understand. But he didn't run away from it because he knew that Frederick was having a very good time. And Frederick said, "You know, Peter, I believe that fairy tales are real. I believe that Cinderella was a real situation, was a real girl who went through those experiences. I believe that Pinocchio was a real toy that turned into a boy. I believe that. And I believe that all of the fairy tales, all of the wonderful witches and all the wonderful fairies and all the wonderful fairy godmothers and stuff like that, that's all real. That's all real stuff." "Oh, Frederick, wake up. It's time for you to face the reality of life, that there are no such things as fairy tales." "Oh, Peter, if you would just be inside of me, you would know there are. Yes, those things that we call fairy tales, that's real. That's what really goes on in the world. That's what really goes on. You know, Frederick, I had a dream. And I dreamt that I was able to be anywhere I chose just by the flash of my eye. If I thought, I'm over at Mother's job, and I'm watching as she's doing her work, and I'm paying attention to what she's doing, I'm there. Or if I think that I'm going to go down to the factory and see what Dad is doing with all the machinery that he's creating and developing, and all of the new cars that he's coming up with, and all the things that he's bringing from the drawing board, I'm there. I'm right there." "You are not there," Peter said. "You cannot be there because you're here." "Well, Peter, if you were me, and you are, you could be anywhere you want to be. Peter, let's try a little test." "Okay, Frederick, we'll try a little test. I'm very much interested in tests." "So, all right, Peter. Let's say that I'm going down to Mom's office. And Mom is CEO of this big company. And I'm going to go into her office, and I'm going to sit on her shoulder and watch her while she does a job. Okay? You told me that. Now, go do it." So, Frederick is really getting ready for bed, but he knows his mother's still hard at work. So, he pops down to her office mentally. and he sees her working at her desk. And in her mind, she has so many thoughts going there, and she's just, oh, what shall I do? What shall I do? How shall I handle the situation? How shall I handle it? And so Frederick tunes in to her thought, and she says, I have five people that I would like to hire to do this job, and the budget only calls for three people. Now, what can I do? What can I do? And so she takes the budget and she looks at it and she says, now, if I change a little bit here, change a little bit there, I can hire my five people. And these five people can do the work that I want done, and I can just readjust a little bit here and there. I know I will cut off a couple of holidays that we've been having, and that will allow me to hire two extra people. So I'll have the five I want. And so she cuts off a couple of holidays. And then she cuts off these holidays, and she says to herself, look, my budget is only a guideline. My budget does not tell me what I must do. My budget tells me what is to be done. Now, there are times that I will spend more than the budget, and there are times I spend less than the budget. I'm not going to cut off a holiday. That's not fair to me or to the people here. I am going to leave that right there. I am going to just expand the budget for the moment and hire these five people and let them prove themselves and prove how valuable they are to fulfilling my purpose for that. Well, Frederick watched his mom and said to his mom mentally, Mom, you are so smart. You are so wonderful. Mom, you are so great. And then Frederick says, okay. And he popped back to talk to Peter. Now, Frederick knew what he was doing. He knew that he was talking to Peter. He knew he went to visit his mom, and he knew he came back from visiting his mom to talk to Peter again. Frederick's only 6 years old, but hey, he's a genius, an absolute genius. And so Peter's waiting. And it was not more than an instant that he was gone. And Frederick says, okay, Peter. What do you mean, okay? Well, I've been there, done that. What did you do? I sat on Mother's shoulder, and I watched her while she was thinking through some project, and she was trying to figure out how to hire five people with a budget for only three. And she came to her conclusion. She decided she would go beyond the budget and hire them because she feels the job needs to be done, can be done, and it'll benefit the company far more than the two extra jobs that she's creating where it isn't in the budget. Oh, come on. Frederick, you are a dreamer. Where did you get those ideas from? Don't you realize that that's just fairy tale stuff? That's so stupid. Well, about an hour later, Mom came home and Dad came home, and they all decided to have an evening snack together. It was late, but they decided to have the evening snack. So they went in the kitchen. They don't do this very often, but they went in the kitchen. And in the kitchen, Dad says, well, Mom, how was your day? And Mom said, I had a perplexing day, but I came to a solution. And Peter says, yeah, and I suppose you're going to tell us that the solution was that you were thinking of hiring three people, and you wanted to hire five people, and you finally decided to hire five people, regardless that it didn't fit your budget. Peter, you are amazing. How did you know that? What do you mean? Is that right, Mom? Of course that's right. That's exactly what happened. That's why I was late coming home. I was working on that project, and I finally decided I'm going to do it. But, Mom, when did you decide you're going to do it? Oh, about an hour ago. An hour ago? And what did you say to yourself? I said, I'm going to hire the five people because they'll pay for themselves and it'll work out. And I don't have to be tied to my budget. I am directed by my budget. Mom, do you realize that Frederick, an hour ago, said he was going to go down and visit you, because all time and space are here and now. He's going to go visit you, and he's going to talk to you, and he's going to not so much talk to you, but he's going to listen to you and see what you're doing, and then come back and tell me what you're doing. And he came back and told me just that, Mom. Do you know that? Just that. Frederick, you did that? Yeah, Mom. Frederick, you, in your thought, can travel anywhere you want? Yes, Mom. I told you it's not a fairy tale. I told you that's real. And I told you I can do things greater than any fairy tale ever did. Frederick, I can't believe that. But I can, Mom. But Frederick, that's just a fluke, a guess. No, Mom, it is real. It is real, Mom, Peter said, because I said to him, what did you do? What was Mom doing? And what was she thinking? Okay. All right. All right. Okay, tomorrow night. Your father and I will try to get home as early as possible. But I would like you to go and visit your father at any point you choose, during the day or in the afternoon or toward evening, and you listen to what your father's doing, and then you come and tell Peter what your father's doing, and then when we come home, you ask us about it, and we'll tell you what your father has done, okay? Well, Mom, that's so childish. No, it's not childish. That's called working with the scientific principle. Oh, really? Okay. So the next evening, Peter and Frederick sat in the front of the television. They turned it off, and they had that big screen that's 68 inches across the living room wall there. And they turned it off, and they played their game. And so Frederick decides, I'm going to go visit Dad now. And it's about 4:30 in the afternoon. And as he's visiting with Dad, he's not talking to him. He's just watching and listening. Now, he decides, I am going to talk to Dad. I'm going to talk to him right to his mind so that he recognizes that it's me, Frederick, talking to him. And I'm going to say, Dad, what you working on? And Dad's going to say, I am working on a new design for a car that we are planning on upgrading our car business so that we can be up to the latest on the new cars. Oh, Dad, that sounds great. You got a picture of it? Yeah, well, I do. Here's the design that I have. A rough sketch, but here's the design. Well, Frederick came back from visiting his dad, and he told Peter what his dad had said. He's working on this design. He showed him the rough design, and that he was very interested. And I talked to Dad, Frederick said. I asked him what he was doing, and he told me. He told me just as though he really knew I was there. And then time passed, and it was time that Mom and Dad came home. And Mom said, well, Frederick, did you have a journey, Peter? Did Frederick go and visit his dad? And Peter said, yes, he said he went to visit him. And what did he do? Well, Dad was sitting there all ears. What did he do? Mother asked. He said he was talking to Dad, and Dad said that he's working on this new design for improving the car and improving their sales program and so forth. And he showed Frederick a copy of the design, a rough draft that he was working on and that he was doing. And he talked to Frederick. He told Frederick this is exactly what he's doing. And he said, Frederick, this is what I'm doing. And so Father said, how about that? What time was that? Was that about 4:30? Yeah, that was 4:30. And what was I doing in my office, Frederick? Well, you were drinking a cup of coffee, and you had your secretary sitting in front of you, and she was taking notes on her recorder, and she was sitting there with her computer on her lap, and she was listening to you as you were describing the new car. And then what else? And then you had this drawing in front of you, and you drew with a brown and a blue pencil this beautiful car outline. How about that? That's exactly right. You mean to say, Dad, that you now believe in fairy tales too? No, son, I don't believe in fairy tales, but I believe in you. I believe that you are a most amazing boy. You can transcend time and space and visit people, do things. This is merely a physiological, psychological activity of the mind. But, Dad, it is not. That is a fairy tale. That is my creation. I created you doing that. I went down and saw you, and I created you doing that, and I created myself seeing you doing it and talking to you. Dad, don't you know that? Don't you know that? Son, that is merely one of the physiological activities of the universe, and that's what you're enjoying. But, hey, that's not bad. That's not bad. Keep it up. That's great. It's wonderful. Good. Oh, Dad. Oh, Mom. What is this all about? And Frederick went to his bedroom, and Peter followed him. And Peter says, what's the matter? Well, Frederick said, you know, Peter, it's not just a matter of my being there and my creating these things. It's a matter that this is what life is all about. Life is all about whatever we think about. We are the creators of our world, and we are the creators of the fairy tales, and we're the creators of the what we call real. Frederick, you're kind of smart. No, I'm not smart. Just realize, Peter, I tune in to the allness, and then there I am. And Peter, you can tune into the allness too. Well, I don't know. You can tune into the allness too when you want to. I'll tune in through you, Frederick, because you're good at that. Oh, you're just so good. Hey, boys and girls, here comes Mr. Sandman. He's got his bag of pixie dust. He's going to sprinkle it all over you. So it's time to pop into bed, call your mommy and daddy and say, Mommy, Daddy, come here. Give me a big hug and a big smooch. So Daddy and Mommy come in and give you a big hug and a big kiss and say, good night, my love. And they pull the cover around your chin and say, you're the most wonderful child in the world. And then Mr. Sandman comes in and sprinkles his pixie dust all over you. And you have beautiful dreams of the imagination, of the wisdom, of the genius of all right here and right now. And you say, life is wonderful. Well, boys and girls, I'll see you another time. This is Mr. Candle. Perhaps we can go talk to Frederick and Peter another time, too. Sounds like they got some very interesting ideas. Just know, boys and girls, that I love you. I love you. I love you.